BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily. Of course there's a bumbleo. Also, we can't make it at Big Weekend for the interview with Anne-Marie, so we send our friend and chart superstar Lewis Capaldi to interview Anne-Marie instead, backstage in Middlesbrough. I mean, that's bound to be a completely normal interview, isn't it? You'll hear it here. Also, Susan Boyle has an offer that Lewis just can't refuse. And have you had to get over a relationship that's never actually ever happened?
Scott Mills.
All the regular today, Bumbleow Wednesday just after 2, bangers at 2:40 this afternoon. And I want to talk about this today. Get in touch. Have you ever had to get over someone that you've never actually dated? I was thinking about this morning, right? Mine was at school, and it was a girl called Leah. Like, best mate. I was hanging around her all the time.
But
nothing happened romantically, obviously, not even a kiss, because... Well, we know why. Mm. But she left to go back to Fiji, where she was from. And I was absolutely gutted. And I didn't get it at the time because I was young, but I was like, I felt like I probably did love her. And we had never gone out.
This is... What a start. What a start to the show this is. This right? is like some real deep stuff going on here.
Well, you told us all about the doctor yesterday. I'm opening up today, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, all right.
So that's what I want to talk about. So I'm not saying this is someone that you've ever gone out with, okay? Like, nothing has happened. And not really celebrities either, because we all have those crushes, and then you realise, actually, you're never really ever going to get with Justin Bieber.
Mm. Is it more... Are you more interested in, like, ones that might have been realistic at the start? So maybe it's someone that you just see working somewhere that you see regularly, and then all of a sudden they're not working there anymore.
Yeah, but
could
then
it be that kind
to,
of thing?
But then you've had that feeling of, like, loss,
yeah.
even though nothing has happened.
And especially if you're going through that feeling of loss right now, but there's no real reason why you should.
No,
because you built it up in your head.
You never went out with them. It never was a thing. But yeah, when Leah went back to Fiji, I was beyond upset.
Things I didn't think I'd hear today.
I know. Grace says, shout out to that dude from the bus that my head in the cloud 16-year-old brain thought I had a chance with. Let us know, 81199, be honest. We especially want to hear from you if you are currently that person and you're grieving the relationship that never happened.
BBC
Radio 1, Scott Mills.
This whole topic is tinged with sadness.
It is a bit sad. Someone says, it just reminded me of someone I affectionately named Train Station Girl because she was on the 804 with me every day for 3 years while I was at uni. Graduated, never saw her again. Was actually quite gutted.
I think it happens a lot if you're travelling to and from work. And speaking of work, I think this happens all the time at work.
In workplaces.
Like Sarah here says she was in love with a guy for 2 years where she worked. He then left and she was left grieving the relationship that never was. The real kicker, pretty sure he liked her too.
Oh, it is sad. There we are, we've got someone else. Ali in Glasgow. Underground girl. I saw her 2-3 times on the underground on the way to uni. A week. Cheeky smile now and again. Told myself that next time I saw her, I'd ask her out. Never saw her again. That was in 2010. Obviously, totally over it now, though. P.S. I totally am over it. Been with my actual girlfriend for 4 years.
Scott Mills.
I mean, this music's really not helping today's subject.
There's no light and shade here. It's all just, yeah.
I've gone a bit sad. I'm not sure that's okay for a Wednesday. That was Mumford & Sons and Woman on BBC Radio 1. Oh, so many. Like Molly. 17 she was. She would see the same guy on the train every day. They never even talked. Just stood or sat near to each other. Occasional smirk. Then he just disappeared off face of earth. She was absolutely convinced that it was going to be a thing, like the ultimate love story, and that one day they would get married and talk about how they used to smile at each other in the tube and not say anything.
Mm.
She was actually sad for like 2 weeks. It's kind of worse than when the Jonas Brothers broke up for the first time. Like, absolutely gutted. Did you hear Billie Eilish with Grammy last night? Great interview.
Scott Mills.
Okay, this person doesn't want their name on, but imagine seeing the same guy at college every day for 2 years, falling for him hard, and then the next time you see him, he's on E4's Made in Chelsea.
Oh, no.
Absolute killer.
Yeah.
Awful.
What could have been? I like some of the subject titles on these messages as well, like this one, Man with Two Sticks and Dog. Another one, Travel Bay. And the stories where, you know, they're in.
We'll get back to some of these later. At 1:40, Lewis Capaldi interviews Anne-Marie at Big Weekend, and you've never heard anything else like it.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
So we couldn't make the interview that we had scheduled with Anne-Marie at Big Weekend, so we sent our stand-in, Lewis Capaldi, to do the interview instead. We've not played this yet. I've not heard the whole thing, but I'm imagining it's not your standard interview.
Anne-Marie, how you doing?
Good.
You sold a lot of albums. How much money is in your bank account?
Fiver.
Fiver?
Yeah.
Me too. The music industry does not make enough money.
No, we get mugged off.
No, we do, and it's like, it's a joke. And all these radio people raking it. It's an absolute joke.
I'm changing my career.
Yeah, me too. Well, I think this is our audition, and in this we can, together, Scott and Chris have been on the air for a while now.
Oh!
Lewis and Anne-Marie, all you need to do is do an interview with Mila Kunis and be it yourself, and I'll be Scott and I'll do like the thing, right? Okay, so
right.
But have you had the chicken palmo? Is it palmo? Palmo, palmo, palmo.
What the hell did you just say?
Deep fried chicken with bechamel and sauce and lasagna. That's what a palmo is.
Right. What
apparently, it's a big thing here in Middlesbrough.
Ah.
I was told about it on the radio, but I haven't tried it. Would you like to try it?
No.
Okay. Oh, that's. Stop dead in my tracks there. Lovely. How's your life?
I don't like chicken.
You don't like chicken? I went veggie recently.
Good.
In January.
So did I.
And but I've slipped up.
I mean, yeah.
Slipped up the last couple of days. And it's not... It's, I thought...
It might be why your throat is bad.
It might be, yeah. It might be because I've been killing animals. Yeah. and deforestation. I tried my hardest. I tried so hard to not eat meat.
Yeah.
And then what happened was there was a Nando's that was given to us for free. And I thought, right, I have to
just get the super green burger.
That sounds terrible.
No, it's
anything
amazing.
Anything that says green in it, you don't want anything that looks green, is worse.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be a veggie then.
No, because
there's carrots and they're orange.
I do like carrots. I like carrots. But the thing was, I thought I'd go veggie and I'd lose all this weight.
Yeah.
Because everyone who loses weight, everyone who goes veggie seems to lose weight.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool, that's really good. And what I did was, I substituted meat with pizza and pasta.
I know, that's the worst.
And I've now ballooned up to a size... unknown before. And I'm already, and my jean size, if anyone's wondering, was 34.
Right.
And now I'm struggling to, I'm busting out of my jeans.
Right.
I'm busting out of them. And it's like, there's nothing. Do you sweat when you put clothes on? Yeah?
Nah.
I do. Quite profusely. It's disgusting.
Right.
And I don't know if you've ever, there's a certain smell. Thanks for doing this, Emily. There's a certain smell that emanates.
I like the way you say smell.
Smell.
Your tongue comes right out.
Diction. We're on the radio, you see. But there's a certain smell that emanates from a certain area in my body.
Oh.
The undercarriage.
Oh, right, yeah. The gooch.
So, my gooch. The Americans call it a taint.
A taint?
Yeah, they do.
That
it
sounds very nice.
If you want to talk about tainted.
Tainted.
My gooch. It's like a vinegar and it's like a vinegar... And vinegar and like chips.
Oh, I like that.
Thanks very much. You heard it here first. Anne-Marie likes the smell of my gooch.
It's nice.
On Radio 1. I'm sorry. Thanks for doing this. Once again, cannot thank you enough for doing this. Nice one. Keep going. Keep rolling it. You got anything you want to ask me?
When are you going to get new trousers?
Well, I think what I'm wanting to do is just, I'm going to keep on just denying and denying and denying and
right.
denying. And what happens is with my trousers, I don't know about you, but my trousers rip in the middle. Always.
By your gooch.
They start at my thighs.
It's probably your gooch going, please, I need some air.
You need some air, but I think it's because of the sweat.
Right.
It weakens the integrity of the trouser at the gooch area.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's these.
I just keep looking at your gooch.
Don't worry. And I've chosen a weird position to sit in,
yeah.
So sorry about that. And they just wrap there. So if anyone's out there who wants to make trousers for a more look at the camera, Marie. A more robust man with a sweaty gooch. You heard it here, and this is Lewis Capaldi and Anne-Marie endorsing. I need some help, and if Giacomo want to get in touch, I'm your man.
Wow, that was a lot. Radio 1, sign him up immediately.
Scott Mills.
Karina in London says, if Lewis Capaldi was on Radio 1, you'd struggle to get him to play any music. He can talk and talk and talk. Yeah, we had one of those before. Sam Fender coming up, and Russ and Tion Wayne and MK... Get Lewis on all the time. Funniest thing I've ever heard. Is this not how you get sidekicks like Chris and Mila Kunis? Yeah, right, don't go on about that.
I'm
very happy with Chris.
Yeah, well, I think Lewis is amazing. I think what we should do
is not turn up for interviews more often.
Yeah, well, let's just send them to them all.
Nikki says, that's possibly the best thing I've ever heard. New regular slot, please. You just don't get a pop star asking another pop star things like this.
You sweat when you put clothes on.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Tom Walker from Radio 1's Big Weekend in Middlesbrough. Did I hear you just say, chill out, babe?
No, it just gets quite intense towards the end.
Big Weekend!
No, I love that song. Someone texts in a great idea, which is, you know the way he says one in the...
One!
In the first one. Yeah, it's quite full on. This is from Sarah.
She's Big texting, Weekend!
We should get him to do 1 to 10, but in full Tom Walker. And you could play it out on the chart.
What, instead of my numbers?
Yeah.
One! Okay.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Okay, so Mark and Sam and Aaron in Edinburgh want Lewis Capaldi asking Anne-Marie this question.
Do you sweat when you put clothes on?
I don't know what he means. What does he mean by that?
Do you sweat when you put clothes on?
Brad in St Albans wants this from Peep Show.
It's the journey of life, like Radio 1, Radio 2, Classic FM, Heart, Magic... Dead.
Yeah. Karen in Scarborough, Tom in Basildon, Adam in Winchester want this from American TV.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. He's blind.
Josh wants me telling Taylor Swift she's playing Middlesbrough when she clearly isn't. And we're excited to see you at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Are you cutting? You're cutting out.
And we will see you at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Middlesbrough very soon.
Oh, amazing. It's great to see you, and thank you so much for everything.
Lucy in Wiltshire wants this absolute classic from someone talking in their sleep.
Go over the window, Gary.
Eloise in Emsworth. Really wants to hear from ages ago the school orchestra fail we used to play. This is an actual school orchestra doing a gig.
School orchestra get to the end. Do you know what I mean? You just feel so satisfied that they made it.
Come on then, where are you? We've got Stan in Norwich, Matt in Edinburgh, someone fertilising some wheat. Okay, that's John. Ross going to Alton Towers. Loving the brass today. The school orchestra, always my favourite. Stephen in Suffolk.
Do you sweat when you put clothes on?
Nick in North Wales. Matt getting keen and ready for Steve and Holly's wedding on Saturday.
Yes.
In glorious Swindon, Wiltshire. Darren in Middlesbrough says last shift at work before Magaluf with the lads on Saturday for a week, but off for 2 weeks.
Leah is bumbling in bed right now with crisps and melted cheese. That's a combo.
Crisps in bed, you dirty...
But with melted cheese on. Like, how have you even gone about that? Is that not nachos? Surely it's nachos. Yeah,
George in Andover says, I don't sweat when I put clothes on. Thanks for that reply. Rich in Exeter... Crying at the school orchestra, it is good, isn't it? Oh, it's James and Joe fertilising the wheat. in the fields of wheat.
A couple of chefs are on, Brad and Alex, bumbling in the kitchen right now in Hebden.
John is bumbling his buckets off in Devon.
Yummy. Come on. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Jess from Staffordshire says, I actually have to take deodorant while clothes shopping because I sweat loads while putting clothes on. Same, Jess, same. I'm a very hot person. Why shop so hot? Always. Even in, like, winter. Anyway, that's not for this. George and Jack trying to hide from the rain in North Wales.
Matt and Becca bumbling for the first time with their new two-week-old baby Stanley in Norwich.
Sophie and Emily say, give us a shout on a 15-hour shift right now and needing Bumbaleo to cheer us up. Lol, we actually saw Sean Paul at the weekend.
That was the best.
Should have got him to do a live one.
Yeah, blazing.
Blazing.
Scott Mills.
BB Rexha, Florida Georgia Line, I'm Meant to Be, and this is Radio 1 with Scott Mills. I'm playing it again, I don't know why.
Just like it.
I really like it. Right, so tomorrow we've got another one of your guides too, and this time someone has been in touch and they want it to be Norwich.
Yeah, it's great. I've started sort of initial research into the whole topic of Norwich, the whole subject of Norwich, because I know bits about Norwich from where we did Big Weekend there, but I really want to go in. I want to do the people of Norwich proud with this one.
We get so many requests now from people saying, can I have a guide to wherever? I mean, a lot of people hadn't heard the first one that we did, which was a guide to Middlesbrough.
That's right.
And we played it again during Big Weekend because it was very useful to obviously a lot of visitors and tourists that were in the area that wouldn't normally be.
Yeah, so any little secrets about Norwich that you can let me know, that would be helpful. What it's famous for, dirty little secrets, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we got some people that want to know everything about Norwich that you probably can't find in your average kind of tourist guide. That'll be coming up tomorrow on the show.
Scott Mills.
Coming up at 3... when you have to get over a relationship that never actually happened.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Sophie is 21 and from Cheshire. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, Sophie, I'm a bit stressed for you.
I know.
In-laws coming round tonight and they've never been round before.
No.
Are they having dinner?
I'm cleaning the house. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I've been told to get milk in for a cup of tea.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to keep that voice?
Yeah.
No, what? Scott, be honest. You always put on a voice with parents, don't you?
Oh, I don't.
In-laws. Yeah. I don't know.
Have you heard my partner's parents speak?
That's true.
It's all fine.
Yeah, I think it's good. And actually, no, I don't think it's a good thing to do. I just think that you put yourself on your best behaviour and sometimes you put on, often like a, I don't know, slightly sort of suck-up-y voice.
Do you think you're going to be yourself tonight, Sophie, or are you just going to be on edge and kind of like not yourself?
Oh, no, I'll be in
myself. Okay. Are you going to have a drink?
Yeah, might do.
Great question. Might do. Are you looking forward to it or the opposite?
I'm looking forward to it, but I'm just making sure that my house is all, like, clean.
Yeah. Because I bet their house is immaculate, right?
Yeah, it is.
I have this at my boyfriend's mum's house. I don't even like to sit down, and I definitely don't ever use the toilet.
I'm quite excited for you, though, because you seem confident with it. Oh, yeah, never use the toilet. Never. I don't know what the rules are if the in-laws come over to yours, though, and use the toilet. Although I find that they do stuff to test you. So that's the kind of thing that they would do.
Well, there's that terrible time when you had to go when you were seeing your wife for the first time when you were around at the in-laws, wasn't it?
Oh, it was awful.
In the toilet there. What happened?
Yeah, it was a whole mixture of events, but... involves me lighting a candle to try and get rid of the smell in there.
Okay, Sophie, this is what I've got for you today. Just noise, white noise. Just noise, white noise. Disclosure, white noise.
No, I love song.
Yes. That's what I want to hear.
All right, Sophie, you can have that. Or I want to slightly de-stress you ahead of tonight's events with this banger.
A very low blow.
This is a good one. City High, What Would You Do?
I do like that song, but I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Yeah, straight in.
Every year around Ramadan, we get asked all the same boring, predictable stuff.
Can you listen to music?
You do brush your teeth, don't you?
What? No Game of Thrones?
Apparently, some people cover up their TVs.
Whether you're fasting or not, here at Asian Network, we've decided to bust all the myths and taboos around getting through the holy month with our essential guide to Ramadan. Join me, Yasser, as we'll talk about everything from gymming on an empty stomach
to even scheduling your bedroom action.
We'll hear how you're doing it. Get the lowdown right here. Asian Networks, for fast sake. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
Charlotte says yes to this, my go-to workout banger. Disclosure, White Noise on Radio 1. So good, I nearly burnt my sausages while dancing, says Give. Is that one?
Tune.
It was good, wasn't it? Although all the City High fans have been on, like three people, saying that they're very disappointed.
I think they were both very good bangers today.
And those three people were probably all in the band.
Scott Mills.
What is Susan Boyle doing?
Well, what do you mean?
It's a question I ask quite a lot. There's some video that's just come out with her suggesting to Capaldi that they should start up some kind of Scottish supergroup. I'm kind of here for it. Here's the audio from the video.
Hi, Susan Boyle here. Some of you might know me from that hashtag. What a party that was. Right, Mr. Capaldi, let's discuss that supergroup. Come on over. All the best to you. And your new album probably does really well.
Number one, actually.
There's something in the West Lothian water here, isn't there?
There certainly is something in that West Lothian water, Susan.
Okay.
I like it that she references her album party as well.
Is she playing the piano at the same time?
No, they just put that on there.
Oh.
However, guys, this is the answer. If Capaldi says yes, Eurovision 2020 is sorted and we will win.
Scott Mills.
Thanks for coming out, Middlesbrough.
There wasn't as many of those as I would have liked over the big weekend, actually. Those massive finishes where it's
this is a good
really
one.
Worthy at the end.
I'm Zara Larsson.
You've been brilliant.
This has been the best day of my life. Drive safely if you're driving the way home.
Start the car.
Start the car.
Scott Mills.
So, have you ever had to get over someone that you've never actually dated? We especially want to hear from you if you're currently that person. This is someone that you've never gone out with, like nothing has happened. Like my best mate Leah at school, when she moved back to Fiji, I was like a genuine breakup. We've got so many messages. Rose, this happened to you, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Were you absolutely gutted?
Well, yeah, I was.
What happened?
Well, so basically, there was this, like, beautiful, like, actually beautiful guy at the gym. And then he, like, we messaged each other on Instagram, and he actually did ask me out, but I couldn't go. Like, I was busy that day. And so then, like, he then just, like, disappeared. Like, he deleted his account, and then he stopped working at the gym. And so I don't know what happened to him.
Right, so he stopped working there and, like, deleted his account?
Yeah.
Did you not want to go on a date with him?
Yeah, I did, but I was busy that day.
Okay.
Like, he asked me, like, on the day, like, 8 o'clock, he was like, are you free? And I was like, well, no. I mean, if I was free, would you really want to go out with me?
Oh.
Oh, no, he's yeah. probably, I don't know, maybe he just thought you weren't keen and then suddenly it's like, right, I'm going to move gyms, just out of
well,
social
no,
awkwardness.
He still messaged me again after that, so...
Right. Did you yeah. do anything drastic, like move gyms yourself?
Well... The annoying thing is, like, after he then disappeared from the gym, like, this other, like, weird guy there asked me out. So then I've had to stop going to that gym, but I didn't want to give up the membership because your number's on with your membership. So just in case he, like, one day came back and was like, I want to ring that girl again. So now I'm currently paying for 2 gym memberships.
All because of this beautiful guy in the gym.
Yes. Yeah, I still have that hope that it'll end like a fairy tale will, so...
Oh, my God, Rose, you're my absolute fave. Meg, what's your one?
So I recently went on holiday to Morocco.
Oh, classic, yeah.
Stayed at a really nice hotel. My eye was caught by one of the guys who worked there. He was just, like, so stunningly beautiful. I was like, oh, my gosh, I really love him. And then when it came for my time to leave, I was like, right, I'm definitely going to say goodbye. I'm going to see if he's got a Facebook. And it was his day off, and I had to go. So I never did it. Oh. And I was really sad.
Have you gone back to the hotel? Can't bring yourself to?
I can't face it. I'm trying to get over it still.
Yeah. Okay, and how long ago was this?
In April.
You're still grieving.
It's hard, guys.
Meg, nothing happened.
I know, but I'm like, he was just so lovely. He's so captivating.
Yeah, so April, and here we are in nearly June, still not over it yet.
Scott Mills.
Oh, much sadness today on the stuff we're talking about when you've had to get over someone that you never actually dated. This person doesn't want to give their name, and you'll understand why. They're like, I've got a good one for you. Went to sixth form with a girl. I was madly in love with her, I admit it. Nothing ever happened. Went to uni, got a girlfriend, came back. Still missed her, nothing happened. Got another girlfriend, and then when she pops up or I see her, because she lives locally, I still get that breakup feeling. Mm. Don't say who I am, I'm engaged to the second girlfriend now.
Oh,
it's such a mess.
Nice.
Oh, it's such a mess.
This is Scott Mills.
3, 4. I don't know what I've been told. I don't know what I've been told. Music makes you... Okay.
You should have seen us. We were marching around the studio as well. Yeah. It was like it was fully on.
3, 4. Purple Disco Machine, Body Funk. I'm Scott Mills. Right, these stories today are enough to put anyone who is single off dating. But it hasn't put Stacey off, has it?
No, not put me off.
Where are you going tonight?
Be dating with a friend.
Hello! Is that still on?
Yeah, apparently so.
What about the apps and that? I thought the apps have replaced it.
I'm failing miserably at using the apps, so I thought I'd just be dating to go instead.
Yeah, but it's like doing the apps, but you've got to be friendly, and at the end, instead of just moving your hand and swiping left or right, you've got to actually say goodbye and like shake hands and stuff. And yeah, unless, speed dating now, do you just sort of swipe to the left when you want them to go?
I wish it was that easy. You get 4 minutes with each person.
4 minutes? Awkward if you did actually do a hand swipe next. When you were there. So, have you done it before?
We went about 3-4 years ago.
Right.
But only 4 people turned up, so they decided to cancel the event, and we all just sat drinking in the bar.
Oh, that's horrendous.
Yeah, I'd love to see you speed dating, Scott.
Why?
I know it's not your situation at the moment, because I'd like to imagine that you have 4 minutes. You do it like a radio link. So it would be like someone sits down. Let's say I sit down.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm Scott Mills. Coming up, we're going to be talking about this, and this.
And later I'll tell you about this. Oh, bye. I'm off. That's my 4 minutes done. 4 people turned up.
Yeah, only 4 people turned up last time. There was me, my friend were the only girls, and then 4 guys turned up.
No fish and a very small sea.
Scott Mills.
It's Scott Mills on Radio 1. We sent Jax out into the crowd just after his big weekend performance. Put a disguise on him. Hat. Lewis Capaldi glasses, Rain Mac, totally undercover, and he became Jake from Newsbeat and asked the crowd what they thought of the Jax Jones set that had just happened.
Hello, yes, I'm reporting to you live here from Stewart Park in Middlesbrough. How you doing? I'm Jake from Newsbeat, and your name is?
Lauren from Nottingham.
Hello, Lauren from Nottingham. We just wanted to get some feedback on the Jax Jones show. You just saw him on stage. What did you think?
I thought it was incredible. The setup was amazing. Like, all the bright colours and inflatables and dances, it was incredible.
Oh, that's nice, but, like, his shorts were rubbish.
Yeah, they were rubbish.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 with a Chris Stark guide to Norwich.